and welcome, everybody.
Hello there.
Hello.
I am Jose Rodriguez, and you are listening to Region Nerd Alert right here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM and streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org. Also streaming on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and if you type us in on Google, there's some other stuff too.
NPR One app.
The NPR One app. I'm seriously starting to forget it now.
You just forget it.
I just blocked it out.
I think that's like the main reason you keep us around.
If I don't have you guys, I will forget it every time. But we're gonna get into intros because as you heard from the intro of the show,
this is a heavy topic.
It's gonna be a little more serious topic today.
Hefty
topic. And, there might be some laughs here and there, but for the most part, we're going to try to do it justice, and I got my coffee here, and give it the respect and the hour it deserves, and I want to give it as much time and as much information as possible. So, to my left, we have...
Thick Boy, 3 C's, 3 I's, Instagram, follow my photography, at Singularity Photography.
Yes, Mike, to my left.
Mike.
And to his left, we have...
Heather, Deli Hams with 1 S on Twitter and 2 S's on Instagram.
There you go, Heather. Yeah, I mean, you said Heather. Yeah, yeah.
I said Heather.
All right. And
isn't that the full name?
Oh yeah, I think I'm.
I won't full name drop.
You barely
do
first
not.
Name drop. Yeah.
Given the choice, it will never happen. But
and to her left in the
virtual chair,
the Phantom Zone,
the virtual Phantom Zone chair, we have
Tanya. I have Instagram, Tanya River on Art. I will last name drop myself. And then I got my Twitter's River Tuna with the number 2 or 2-na, 2-N-A. And then on my Twitch, it's Tuna Town, number 2-N-A Town.
And have you figured out a name for your people that follow you yet?
Are we the tunas?
No, dang it.
Are we the fish?
I was like, you were on last time when we had kind of a heavy topic like this. Yeah. And
are we your school of fishes yet?
I like the school of fishes. I like the the tunas?
Or you just the tunas? Name a different fish. Like, what's up, my little guppies?
Oh,
guppies!
Guppies is real good. Oh, my
so
gosh.
Cute. Okay, I might. That might be it.
That might be TMTMTM now.
Will it be? Find out next episode. But
yeah. Dragon Ball Z.
20 episodes later.
20 episodes later. But so, yes, today's episode. I am actually, I know about it. I don't know firsthand about it, but from the intro, the industry as a whole can be really bad. And by bad, I mean misogynistic, at times racist, very racist. And when I say the industry, I'm also talking about the community. And when I say the community, I mean people on Reddit, the super danger zone 4chan, you know, and commenters, YouTube commenters and Facebook commenters, and just the web of this, I guess, scum is just everywhere. And as listeners to this show, you know, we always inform you about everything in regards to everything nerd related. And this is very nerd related, and it hits home because we have had many females on this show who are 100% nerds, and I'm going to let Heather take it away.
Some would say almost a little bit more nerdy.
A little
though,
bit more nerdy.
I don't know. I don't play Magic yet. I'm not that nerdy.
Magic is an addiction and a sickness. And but anyways.
So unfortunately, as tale as old as time, sexual harassment and abuse has been in the industry, along with a whole bunch of other things in like just the like video game industry in general, like streaming, like it's been kind of like tied hand in hand. Mm-hmm. like video game stuff. If you think about gaming, like this goes back to actually Nintendo. It's not Nintendo's fault. Back when Nintendo was marketing their game, mm-hmm. back when like their very first system, the NES, like way, way back then.
Wow, so way back,
they were given a choice. How do they want to market this to people, to kids? That was back when the game aisles were literally blue and pink. blue for boys, pink for girls. Mm. I don't know if you remember that. Nintendo was given a choice. Do they market it blue for boys mm-hmm. or pink for girls?
Mm-hmm.
They went blue for boys. Mm. It was marketed for boys, and thus it was not marketed for girls, and thus became video games are for boys.
Wow. I had no idea. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Just by the choice of color and how they marketed it back then. And that's why a lot of people believe girls, females, in any shape, form, whatever, cannot play games.
Mm. They're fake gamer girls.
Fake gamer girls.
Oh, God, I hate that term.
They can't win against me. You are lying. You are cheating. You are being carried. You are worse than me. You mm-hmm. cannot 420 no-scope me. You can't...
420.
Yeah, you can't turn around really fast and snipe me in the head with a headshot. You can't win me against Fortnite. You can't play against me. Mm-hmm. You can't play games with me. And it's leaked into everything.
Literally everything.
Researching this topic, I was heavy. Like, my God. It was giving me a headache just like reading how much there was.
Yes. It's leaked into, I mean, it's also a part of just in general, the general day-to-day societal life. Yeah. Like, it's the whole
excuse cultural zeitgeist.
Yeah, like, boys will be boys. Mm-hmm. Like, why is that a thing? Like, there's no girls will be girls thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally boys will be boys. Like, no, I don't care. You're a human. Mm-hmm. Humans will be humans. Mm-hmm. You will pay for your consequences.
Oh, yeah.
So, unfortunately, it's mostly more common now because, as Jimquisition said...
Mm-hmm.
Video games have a reckoning to deal with very soon.
It's coming.
Right.
And it is coming, unfortunately.
And if listeners at home like weren't aware of this, like we're definitely going to go into that. Like I compared it to like the automotive industry mm-hmm. with like a more layman's normie term, you know. Like obviously in the automotive industry, like my mom works in the automotive industry
mm-hmm.
and she's, even to this day, she's the manager of her own thing, and she still asks people, oh, can I talk to, is there Joe around or some mm-hmm. other guy? And she's like, no, he is, but I know the stuff. He has no idea what this transmissions are about.
Yeah.
You know,
I get that because I'm a mechanic's daughter. Like, I know cars. Like, I don't know how to build an engine from scratch, but I know, like, parts from certain parts. I know, mm-hmm. like, if something's wrong with my car, like, hey, could you check this? And my sister and I have been written off tons of times at dealerships. Like, oh, you're a woman. You don't know. Like, no.
I remember those stories. Yep, you were telling me.
My dad is a mechanic. I know when something's wrong. Listen to me.
Yeah. I should have brought you in when I was buying my new car. I know nothing.
I was going to say, like, working on the service side of, like, a dealership, like, you definitely see a lot of it. Like, mm-hmm. I worked with two women directly that had the same position that I did,
mm-hmm.
and the amount of times I've seen people pass them over just because they were women and come to me, like, they definitely knew a lot, at least one of them. One of them knew a lot more about cars than I do,
mm-hmm.
like, just getting into the service industry. Like, hey, you know, I got this type of transmission, you know, how much weight can I pull for my truck? You got to ask her that, man.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Big thing. You got to get a big transmission.
Yeah, you got me, bro.
Like, get big truck.
Just because I'm a dude, don't mean I know anything about cars.
Yeah.
Like, case in point. I know.
Oh man,
purple. That's all I got.
You gotta buy a car. You gotta look at the tires. Gotta look at the engine. You gotta look at the history. Yeah. You gotta look at everything, Jose. Mm-hmm. Everything.
But.
That's just learned from, again, having a father that does mechanic stuff. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. it's learned. It doesn't matter who. It's just if you're taught or not.
Now, to basically, I guess, start at the bottom with this, if you would call it the bottom,
mm-hmm.
You worked at GameStop, right?
Yes. So GameStop, that was actually, I want to say, like, my first real, like, job. Because I worked at a Halloween store before that. I was part-time. Seasonal, like it went away after Halloween, so extremely seasonal. But mm-hmm. GameStop was my first like part-time job,
mm-hmm.
and I want to say it was actually probably the worst retail job of my whole existence, and why I will never work retail again in my life.
Oh man,
I was passed up for promotions, and people who were promoted were men, and they were hired that holiday season and promoted a month later. to like higher positions and higher pay. Mm-hmm. When I was working hard and like telling people like, hey, I want to get promoted. Hey, can I get a higher position? Hey, can I? It was just never happening.
I was going to say, when it comes to like knowledge of video games, mm-hmm. firsthand, like I always come to you like, hey, Heather, have you heard about this?
And man, I can literally spot off like tons of information.
And I'm like, thank you. That's what yeah. I need.
My friends are like, Ghost of Tsushima, that's going to run like Dark Souls. I'm like, no, it's going to run like Assassin's Creed and Batman. And it has like four different fighting styles, depending on which ones you fight with. And like, it's, and they're like, what? I'm like, have you not watched
That's why I always come to you. I'm like, hey, Heather, have you heard of this? I need information.
I can spout useless information. but that happened a lot, and just no promotion came. Mm-hmm. And eventually, like, and all the time in the store by customers. Like, we had regulars that eventually, like, they stopped being amazed and all that, and they were fine. But, like, the people would come in, like, during Christmas and holidays and just randomly, like, the now people who were not regular were like, oh, you can't play games. Like, you don't play games. You probably only play Tetris. Like, no, I don't. Like, I literally own all of these systems. Like, mm-hmm. it was at the point of time where only the PlayStation 360 were out. And, like, I was listening off, like, I have 10 systems. I own 4 Game Boy 3DSs. I have this and this and this. Mm. And my coworker was like, she literally plays more games than anybody here. Like, she knows way more than anybody here because she plays all of these games. Like, none of us have time. Mm-hmm. We are, like, they're saying, like, we're adults. We are older than her. Like, we have, like, things to do. But she plays all of these games that she tries to do.
And like I said, for those of you at home, I am not a woman.
What?
What? wait. But the one thing that annoys me the most, or would annoy me if mm-hmm. like it were to happen, is the constant like proving yourself. Like, oh, you're a woman? Well, then let me give you a test real quick. And it's like, why do you feel the need to test?
I see a lot of that being a meme now. Like,
yeah.
Like the whole like hashtag gamergirl thing has become like a huge meme now.
It's mm-hmm. The correct term is actually gatekeeping.
Gatekeeping.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that can be applied to like music and everything. As well. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if anybody who thinks they have more knowledge or experience than you, and it could be like male to male. Like it could be any gender. Like it could be anybody. If they think they are better than you in any shape, form, or way, they will gatekeep you in. Test you like, oh, you don't know about the Flash's origin story or Green Lantern's random.
I was actually talking about that, about something like that on Twitter, and I was like, I realize, like, I look in my past and things that I don't necessarily like as much anymore is because of Gatekeeper. It's like, I mm-hmm. love horror movies, but if I talk to someone about a horror movie I like, like, oh, well, have you seen every single Friday the 13th or Halloween?
That's, and I'm like, yeah,
I'm like, well, no, but I still love horror movies. Yeah, and like Harry Potter, too. Well, yeah, Harry Potter I can defend, but not as much because my memory is faulty.
Gatekeeping for horror movies is real bad too. Mm-hmm. Like I'd say, alongside video games, horror movies are like the top,
like toxic. Up there,
like the toxic, because it is literally like, oh, you haven't watched Phantasm? Like, no, man, I
haven't stuff watched, to do, guys.
Yeah. Right. And I'm not a big fan of like the older slashers either.
Slashers are so boring.
I still love horror movies, but I just don't like the cheesy 80s slashers. Yeah. And I know that's just me, you know. That's just.
Hey, Tuna, have you received any gatekeeping on your time on Twitch?
Not really on Twitch, thankfully. Nothing yet. A lot of my viewers are like you guys, so I know it's a cool crowd.
I know you mentioned before that you were too afraid to use video.
Yes, that is still a thing.
Yes, I do not blame you.
Yeah, I keep seeing like. I don't know, more and more stuff that just, I'm like, I don't even want to deal with any of that. I don't want to deal with no trolls, no weirdos, nothing mm-hmm. like that. Ugh.
Which can segue into this whole conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's been a few weeks now, and Tanya's actually a part of the Twitch community. She is now a verified streamer.
Partnered
yeah. streamer.
Affiliate.
Yes, affiliate.
I'm an affiliate, not
yes.
partnered.
She gets to make cool emojis. She gets to like have subs support her. Her streams are chill. I love it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But during an actual like a few weeks ago, I wanna say it was I think late June. It's been time's still weird for me, okay? Mm-hmm. in the Destiny community, actually, this started. A Twitch streamer. I'm not going to say names because, again...
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not going to say names. I'm just going to, like, I'm not going to, like, recount word from word. Right. Like, this, if you want to know more information, it's all online. You can literally go on Kotaku. Medium.com has posts about it. New Yorker has posts about it. You can go there to find more information. But a streamer on Twitch said she was sexually assaulted by another streamer that was in the Destiny community. At that point, the Destiny community managers, there's two of them, they said that if you participate in anything like this, if you are like this, you will not be considered for World's First Raid, like recognition. There we go, that word. You will not be part of this community. We do not want you here. We do not want you to be part of this at all. We do not.
And they were saying that to...
the people who like were... the sexual assaulters and all that. Yeah. They believe the victims and all that. Like Bungie, from my perspective, they have their faults as a developer. Like they're not always going to be right, but they do good things community wise. They try to do good.
Well, that's good.
So they do the fundraisers, they do a lot of things for people and all that. So they try to do good.
I believe like Twitch put out a statement too saying that they will not tolerate any
only
of that.
Only after all of this happened.
What do you mean?
So before all this happened, it's common in Twitch for women streamers to get harassed. For people to be called gamer girls, fake gamers.
If you're a woman on camera playing a game, you're an ethot.
You're an ethot.
Ethot.
If you show any skin whatsoever, like you're hot. Oh, God forbid you wear shorts and you get up to let your dog out. Because that's showing too much skin.
If you have cleavage out, you're automatically you're
selling something.
Yeah, you're selling something. Yeah, where's your OnlyFans essentially?
Yeah, where's your OnlyFans? Like, gotcha. God forbid, like you like. The people like in these rooms, they're like, okay, I'm in like with like big screens that are hot, computers that also get hot. It is 97 degrees outside. My air conditioning, if you have one, if you're lucky enough, is chugging along. Like,
I was just talking about this. Yeah. Like, it's 90 in my apartment right now with AC, so I have to be like right next to it. It is hot.
So like Tanya, I know she doesn't like the AC. She would be wearing shorts and like a tank top or something like that. And like she would be susceptible to these trolls.
Right.
And this is why I fully do not blame her for not using a camera. Like, why would you want to even subject yourself to that? Because it's common for people who are toxic, that's the word, who are bad and terrible, to raid women streamers with like their terrible chat to say like, do you have a boyfriend? Why aren't you in the kitchen? Why are you dressed like that? Blah, 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 blah. It's like, holy crap.
See, and there's no winning. There's no winning with that either. Because
and Twitch allows that.
They did for the longest time. They didn't do anything about it.
Wow.
Yeah, like it goes both ways, though, because, you know, if they're wearing a tank top or they're showing any bit of cleavage or anything like that, they're an ethot, you know, they're selling something. But if they're, you know, wearing a sweater and showing nothing, they're a prude.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's no winning.
Like, if you're not wearing enough makeup, they're like, oh, why aren't you wearing makeup? Why are you, like why do you look so bad? But if you wear too much makeup, like, why are you wearing too much makeup? Why do you look like a clown? Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Tanya, I don't know if you've experienced this yet, but one of my newly found favorite artists, I think they're Sewer Slut, and they make, like, noise music, sort of, and they don't show their face. And because they don't want to be subjected to all that negativity. And constantly, every time I see like their posts, they post something on Twitter about not even relating, like Black Lives Matter or something like that. And then people under their thing like, oh, yeah, that's nice. When are we going to see your face? When are we going to see your body? Like, when are we going to? And they're like, that's the reason I don't show it, because then they want to judge. Like, you want to see and analyze and buy all the. Whatever else.
Billie Eilish, too.
Yeah, I know, like, she's a big...
Yeah, big thing about her is she wore, like, if you ever see her live or anything, she's wearing, like, huge shirts and huge, like shorts and everything like that. Because I forgot who she was talking to, but she specifically said, like, I don't want people to go or to see me as, man, she's thick. Like, that's a specific reason she wears that stuff.
And people, like, judge her for that. Yeah. And it's like,
forgetting she's literally just turned 18 like this year.
And mm-hmm. like, I'm sorry, I don't want to be sexually harassed.
Like, yeah. That's, it's like not yeah. too hard to think like, cool, I don't want to be subjugated to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very.
No
very
women.
Yeah. There's some, and it doesn't even like, it doesn't even stop at like, you know, just random Twitch stream or Twitch streamers, no. commenters, I meant. It doesn't even stop there. Like, they're like, I've written down like some, like, VPs and people, like, higher up, real higher up people mm-hmm. are oh, accused right. of this stuff.
That's going to segue into more.
So there's so many facets, and yes. we're going to explore them. And
yes. This is why it's a heavy topic, because it's. It's something that, like, you don't, unless you're female, like, you don't really, like, deal with it. But, yeah. and, like, it's so commonplace that unless, like, you, growing up, like, you're, like, so used to it that unless, like, you sit and think, like, oh, holy crap, like, this did happen to mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. that you don't realize because it just happens constantly, consistently. Like, you get tired of it. And that's why
yeah.
we're just getting tired of it. And
yeah, people don't want to stay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I wear my fandoms on my sleeve. Mm-hmm. Like, I show my love everywhere. And I've never once been, like, tested on anything.
I've never once been tested on anything
because, like, I'm a dude.
Right. Mm-hmm. The only thing I've been tested on was the horror movies. And yeah. then it sucks because when I am tested on it, like, I'm not going to even participate. And then I just lose interest. And yeah. mm-hmm. that would suck. Like,
you're constantly tested.
To constantly be tested. That's why I said yeah. that's, like, the most annoying aspect, that if I were a woman, you know, like, that would annoy the crap out of me.
Oh, welcome, Jose, to the annoyed and angry club. You know.
Definitely. Yeah. I don't understand, but.
You feel.
I feel.
Yes. And that's what you got to take. You got to take, like, okay, I can relate to that. Mm-hmm. I'm angry for you.
Yes, exactly.
See, so after that whole thing happened, more and more Twitch streamers that were female spoke out more and more on more streamers and more streamers and more streamers and more streamers. I'm not going to list them all. There's a Excel sheet. There's so many of them. Oh, my God. Holy crap. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why yeah. were they allowed to get away with this? And mm-hmm. but it's the same question. Like Mike said, there's VPs and CEOs and, like, artists and, like, Magic the Gathering people and Cards Against Humanity CEO founder. And there's oh. people who are in higher position who get away with this constantly. And it's all because the women who are abused of this are too afraid to say anything because they will lose their jobs. They'll mm-hmm. be blacklisted. They'll be
yeah,
marked.
They're punished for it, not mm-hmm. the other women.
It's not even, like, limited to just them either. Like, mm-hmm. I have written down, I'm going to butcher these names, Yuri and Christine McConan.
Mm-hmm.
Christine worked for Blizzard.
Oh, okay. It's that one. Yeah.
Yeah. And her husband was her Hearthstone. Husband, yeah. yeah. Was yeah. a Hearthstone player and got banned because she spoke up about getting laid off and then Blizzard posting listings for jobs that just got laid off.
Yes.
So it's not even like it just affects, like, they go after just them. They go after their family, too.
Yep. Like, if you speak up in any way, shape, or form, you're blacklisted because they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to face the repercussions. Yeah. They don't want to, like, treat their workers better. They don't, like, want to treat anybody better. They just want to have their cake and
yeah.
have more cake.
Right.
Yeah. They don't care because they're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not affected.
As John Wick says, consequences.
Consequences.
They don't have any. Right. So, like, if they don't face consequences, they don't get put into timeout, they don't get grounded,
yeah.
they get told no, never, then they're like, okay, in their mind, they're going to keep doing it over and over and over again. It doesn't matter, like, oh, I was drunk. Cool. If, like, my friends get drunk or I get drunk, I can still control myself. Mm-hmm. Why can't you? Mm-hmm. What is wrong with you? Like, you need to go work through some crap. So,
coming from a man who gets...
Yeah.
Some sort of drunk sometimes. I've never had the urge to just jump a woman. Like, there's no way else I can say it. Like,
no, you just want to hug people.
Oh, yeah, hugs.
And dance.
I mean, I love you drunk. Yeah. I mean, I love you drunk. I'll write paragraphs to people. I love you so much.
You're so good to me.
Why can't you be just near me all the time?
As we're, like, as we're talking about this too, like, it's reminding me of and the voice acting community
yes.
for anime specifically as well, huge against, like, Vic Mignogna or whatever his name is. Like,
oh, that guy.
He has had I had a history of Tumblr post and I forgot what was used back in the day because it's been going on for so long, MySpace, and just everyone who's been harassed. And then he even harassed other voice actors. And then even now it's still ongoing for like the trials and stuff. And these people have just like a long history of it and needs to be stopped.
And it's because he's popular and he has power that he's a veteran. And like, again,
he's Edward Elric.
Yeah, like a white male guy and all that. Like, he can get away with it. It's like, cool, stop. It's just...
It's very,
yeah, like there's other people out there that can be discovered that if you gave them a chance, they can, they can do it. Like, it's not just this guy. It's okay to drop him.
Oh, right. Like, it's not exclusive. Like, oh, if, without him, like, the whole anime community would fall apart. Like, no, there's thousands and thousands of undiscovered voice actors who do YouTube channels, who do webtoons, like who do all of this, who can fit the part, can fit the job. And they think, oh, well, this guy's popular now. It popularity drops like at a drop of a pin or however that drop of a hat, you know, like they can be replaced. And if they're doing these things, it is necessary and they should be replaced. Like, that's it. Like, forget their works. Like,
I think this issue or that issue is exclusively an American thing, like an American company thing, because I remember hearing about, really?
No, Ubisoft. They're a French thing.
I forgot they're Ubisoft's French company. French. Well, because I was going to say, I know in Japan, there was a voice actor who I forgot. I think it was Yakuza, but he got caught doing a little bit of cocaine, like not going crazy or anything. He did some cocaine, and they fired him, shamed him, completely replaced his voice acting, everything.
Jeez.
Yeah.
There's a whole other thing with like Japan and their voice actors and how they treat their idols and in general like their like that's a whole other can of worms.
Where I forgot about that.
Yeah, like that's a can of worms.
yeah, they're like K-pop too. Like I know the I think it was Blackpink. The whole thing with them, like how they were
What's
abused.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
but yeah, it happens.
So like Ubisoft, okay? So I mentioned Ubisoft. They actually they're new branch that they opened up had somebody, one of like the CEOs, one of the top guys, one of the top managers.
Yeah.
He choked somebody at a party. Oh my God. He was drunk and he choked somebody. And the woman who said, which she did not give her name, she said that the reason I didn't say anything because I would be marked. Nobody is doing anything to help me or saying anything against me. So like he tried to apologize, but it didn't feel sincere. It felt like, oh, don't say anything, don't do anything. Like, this is like a little bit of pressure to like not like voice like your thing. And even then, the person who was running HR at the time was that person's wife.
Yeah.
So even if they were to go to HR, they're like, okay, well, I was choked by your husband. How is that going to go over?
Right.
I did see that they, quote unquote, doing a HR reform.
Yeah, which they're now going to have an outside HR, which makes more sense. Why do you have like in-person HR when you're like this whole big company?
You're a multi-billion, multinational company.
Yeah, it's one thing if you're a small business, you can't afford like the big old HR companies, but it's another thing if you're like a multi-billion dollar company having like one in Canada, one in US, one in France and all that. Like, why are you having somebody's wife who is a manager be your HR person?
Yeah, that's sketch.
Yeah. Not only that, he left to go to Epic, this guy. He came back and was hired onto a board of all male white people. And everybody on Ubisoft says, like, why aren't you hiring? Like, you were just saying you're going to hire more diversity. You were just going to go invest more in diversity. You literally hired everybody for this position, an old white guy. Where's your diversity? And then not shortly after that, the allegations came out and two of those people had to drop out. It's like... And like Tanya's thing, like, hire more diversity. Like, How hard is it?
Yeah,
right. And people,
yeah, follow through with the claims you're saying. Like, exactly. Oh, yeah, we support this movement. We support this. Oh, yeah, that's wrong. Sure. But then you're not doing anything, really.
Yeah, they do it for the clout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
so they don't get a pass, you know, so mm-hmm. they don't get.
Like,
and it's those same people that are like, why do we even have, like, affirmative action to begin with? And it's like, this is why. Leave mm-hmm. them unchecked. They're not mm-hmm. going to do it.
No, they're
just
going to
keep hiring the same type of individual.
Which, mm-hmm. like, Jimquisition. I really like that video. It was a really good video.
See, I keep preaching
I don't
Jim Sterling.
Really watch him. So.
I know. I keep preaching him.
I don't,
but I did watch that video, and it was really good.
I will say, Jim, yeah, we butt heads on a lot of things involving pop culture. Like, mm-hmm. I don't agree with him. Mm-hmm. But that video and other, I've seen his thing with that one voice actor for Last of
Troy
Us.
Troy Baker.
Yeah, I seen that. He does, those videos are really yeah. good.
Like, yes, if you haven't seen Jim Sterling, which I'm assuming most people haven't, he does like goofy, like video game stuff. Like he talks more of like the business, like industry side of video games and everything like that. He'll talk about like video games and his ideas and ideals on them and everything. But the video that we keep referencing is a completely straight faced, no background music whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Look at everything that's been going on about this topic in the gaming industry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like in the first like 2 minutes, like there's a note from the editor. He says, this isn't going to be the style that we usually do. Mm-hmm. It's going to be straight faced. The background is just going to be games that we like, indie games that we played that brought a smile to our face.
Because mm-hmm. it's a heavy tap.
And I'm probably going to watch more of his videos. Like, I love watching YouTubers that I don't agree with.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. if it comes from like a genuine point of view, like I'm going to disagree with you, but I love that argument. Like mm-hmm. what do you call epic rap battles, those death battles or whatever.
Rap battles of history?
No, like the death battles between like Sasuke PA.
I think Rooster Teeth. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But I like though. I love arguing them to the ground or, oh, okay, they make a point.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I enjoy the content. Very good content, Jim Sterling.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. finishing up with that though. At the end of the video, he was even like, I made this video and I don't feel right in my getup. Like, I don't feel right in my usual getup. Like, I feel I should be wearing something more somber. Mm-hmm. But and usually he ends his videos with, you know, thank God for me. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I'm not going to end my video like this. Instead, I'm going to, I forgot what he did. He basically said, like, don't let this happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Essentially,
he said that, like I said before, like, he said the video game industry has a reckoning. Mm. And unfortunately, a lot of industries have a reckoning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For a lot of things, because they've let a lot of this go on. Like, it's prevalent in the comic books industry.
People
get passed up. That's a boys club. That's 100% yeah. a boys club, just like the video game industry.
Right. Like our Harvey Weinstein with all
entertainment
that.
Entertainment
industry, yep. Yeah.
It's prevalent in, like, Magic the Gathering in D&D.
Yeah.
Like, I was not comfortable to do D&D in any form or looking at comics in any form until I was older. And I had friends who were like, hey, why don't you try it? I'll let you borrow some of my books. I'd have friends who were males mm-hmm. give me things so I was comfortable because I was too afraid to go into comic book stores.
Oh, I would. Yeah. I'd bet for that because
I was too afraid.
Even now, like, I go into the comic book store and I hear two, like, well, I'd call them kids, but they look probably closer to, like, our age or further, and they're mm-hmm. talking about some disgusting stuff. I'm like, oh, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you're ruining the community.
But yeah, like going back to the gatekeeping, like, you know, we go to see the Marvel movies and everything like that, and mm-hmm. you know, the DC movies, and I like these characters a lot. I don't know their lore. I don't know their lore. Yeah, like
I can tell you the lore.
Heather is the comic book reader.
I am the lore nerd.
I'm the guy that goes, okay, I'm going to see Captain America here. Let me go on a rabbit hole real quick on Wikipedia.
And I'm like, why didn't you go rabbit hole? I could tell you everything from the last like 47 issues.
I was like, that's why we keep you around, Heather. Like, I ask.
I am the master of the lore.
When it comes to comic books, yeah. I go straight to Heather. Like,
like,
I know it.
Like, yeah, like it's like I like these characters. I don't know anything about them, though, but I will never have to worry about gatekeeping, ever, period.
Oh, right. No one's going to test you.
Exactly.
And that might be why, like, I know so much, because I've been tested before that I just have my mind full of just random lore bits to just spout at people when they make
try
me mad.
Try
like,
me.
Try me. I know Flash, exactly. Comic episode, whatever. Like, I know this. I know this. Did you know Hal Jordan literally went like and just.
It was probably from years of being gatekept. If that's the right terminology,
Like for video games, like I love video games. I grew up playing video games. Like I played Nintendo 64. I will fully admit I was afraid to play Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time because of spiders. Okay,
there are spiders in there.
That game.
I was afraid to play because it was boring.
Listen, have you seen the when I was like five? When I read that, whenever that game came out, those spiders were really realistic. Not the, anymore, but
what that was the jump scare in there.
Yeah,
too.
It was.
What are they called? The
skeletos.
Yeah, there you go.
Skeletos or whatever they're called.
They come down and like.
And they had like the red mouth that looked like they're bleeding. And it's like, oh no! Yeah.
Once you find out they're there, you're like, come down.
Hick you with a stick. But it took forever for me to play online. Forever. PlayStation 3 didn't play online. PlayStation 4, it didn't. It wasn't until I got Overwatch that I finally played online.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, almost diamond rank Overwatch.
Like speaking of online, like that community can be just. So disgusting. Like every
I've been avoiding it for that reason, you know, especially with competitive games. Like I don't even want to touch it.
Oh, competitive games are
I was gonna say, have you played online like on Twitch at all?
The only like online game I've played is like World of Warcraft, and that's been fine because like usually
that's
nobody comes up and bugs you. Like they got their own thing. I'm not in any guilds or anything, so.
See, MMOs are usually like a safe, like weird limbo area because it's everybody plays them. It's other things that aren't.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like World of Warcraft would, and like other MMOs would be fine-ish. You know, like you said, everybody plays those, but like you're getting like Apex, Call of Duty, a first-person shooter, and then it's a whole different story.
Because MMOs, you can't really be anonymous, can you? Like, they can look you up. They can, well, not like look you up as in real life, but unless you make a completely different character, like, they know, like, they can avoid you. I'm talking about, like, as opposed to, like, Apex or, like, Valorant or Call of Duty where
you're solo queuing and then, like, if you have a teammate you hate, you just, like, avoid his teammate and you avoid that person.
Forever?
For 7 days.
Oh, that's actually
And then
cool.
If you're lucky, they'll be on the enemy team. And then you hyper focus them. This might be from experience.
I love that.
There might have been some instances where I got in some really bad teammates and I avoid his teammate them, and then they go hop up on the other team like, well, you guy, hyper focusing you for the rest of the match, and they don't. Usually, when we win, I hyper focus them. They're not very happy about it.
And the thing with that too is another thing that kind of disgusts me is when I'm playing with like. A team or whatever, and they can be quiet on stream or whatever, or quiet on the comms. And as soon as they hear, like CSGO, that's the only thing you stay with the same group of people, the random people, but you stay with them, like, for many, many games until the server, like, just two
breaks
people left,
apart.
And then you gotta leave. Yeah. But as soon as a girl gets, hey, go mid heaven. Oh, a gamer girl. And then they all come out the woodwork, start talking, trying to talk. I'm like, where was this connection before?
I think the funniest.
Where is this communication?
And it's not like disgusting things either. Like some like come out of the woodwork, it's like, oh, that was a great call. Thanks, blah, blah, blah. How are you? Where are you from? I'm like, that's a little suspicious.
I think the funniest thing I've ever seen was it was obviously staged, but some girl was like, hey, watch what being a gamer girl is like. Hey, I need health. And then seven other people swarmed her character, were throwing med kits towards her.
I mean, that's
laughing so hard.
Oh my God.
Like, it's a double-edged sword because you don't want that.
Yeah.
But also, like, hey, I'm almost dead. Please.
Like, please, God help me.
But also,
hey, I need a little help. Like, I need health. Please heal me. Heal. Heal.
Oh, man.
Like,
oh, man.
I've had it before where, like, I only talk in chat. With my friends that I play with, and I only know them from playing. So Destiny took forever for me to actually make friends.
Mm-hmm.
Overwatch, I was introduced to more friends from my friends, so I was just hopping in chat, and they're cool, so I don't have problems talking to them. But I will not ever go on open mic in Overwatch unless I am playing competitive, and I will only make calls. I will not do small talk or regular chill talk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it before where I actually had my mic on in quick play and I was dealing with it. And I was like, I'm tired. I just want to play Overwatch. I don't want to deal with you. But then Destiny, I wanted to raid. And you, there's no public matchmaking for that. You have to literally go onto third-party apps or their phone app and find parties, group up with them, and you have to hope they're not jerks when you talk.
Why? I wonder why they didn't allow like the public matchmaking.
That's a whole other can of worms.
I was gonna say, are they trying to prevent something? Or
no, it's Destiny. You know Destiny. Destiny is a massively multiplayer shooter, looter that it wants to be an MMO, but for the raids, there's no public, like, in-game matchmaking. You have to matchmake out of game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard, easy. It's easy to go and, like, find people who are looking to raid. It's hard in the sense that you have to have a team that meshes and doesn't get angry at you.
Right.
And people get mad at each other for doing these raids every day if they can't, like, do these encounters and don't know them. And it's now harder because if you're a female, you might get blamed for why you're not advancing in the raid.
Mm.
Or, like, you're a female, do I have to, like, work extra hard to carry you? I'm like, no, I can literally shoot Riven in the eyes if you need me to.
Right.
You're trying.
And that's another thing, too. There's a lot of, stigmas.
Yeah.
Like, the woman is always the healer. Mm-hmm. Woman's always the support.
Yes, the support.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is also wrong because there's a girl I see on Facebook all the time, Call of Duty Warzone. I can't win at that game. I suck at Call of Duty. She is running around, sniping people in the head as they're parachuting down, running around, axing people. I'm like, I don't even know how to run. Like, I'm just walking with my gun everywhere. I'm like, how is
getting
she running?
Shot in the toes.
I was shot in the toes. Like, how is she running? Like,
what's the button for run?
I didn't even know you could get an axe. Like, what is going on?
Which also is true because I know, like, one of my male friends, all he does is play healer. It's all he does. Like, he mm-hmm. likes playing healer. I'm like, cool, I don't have to play healer. Like, that's great news for me.
Oh,
if you love playing healer, go ahead. I'm not going to stop you.
Support main over here.
Yeah, again,
there you go.
Healer. Yeah, like, healers are fun, like, are fun to play, too, like, and they have their own mm-hmm. complicated thing to deal with, but sometimes it's just not fun for the person.
The only reason I don't do healer is because people yell at me. I can't take people yelling at me, like, where's my heal? Mm-hmm. It's on cooldown. I just healed myself.
I'm dying here.
Yeah, like, anytime we play, like, you know, Apex or Overwatch, I'm always the support. Like, even Apex, like a more run-and-gun game, I always... What's the dude's name that drops the shield?
Gibraltar.
Yeah, I always pick Gibraltar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always DPS. I love DPS. DPS is my class. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised DPS.
And Reinhardt will forever be my boy.
Right.
Like, I can kind of tank DPS.
I think I'm just straight DPS. Like, I suck at taking, too. Like, it's not that I don't play him. I just suck at him.
I was back in the day of Overwatch when I played it, I was the Reinhardt. I was the guy you wanted on Reinhardt.
Oh, I remember.
Tanya, DPS, healer, tank?
I feel more of a DPS as well.
Welcome.
Yes.
And
sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say DPS is damage per second, right?
Damage per second.
Yeah. Basically the damage dealer of the deck. Mm-hmm. But yeah, continue to... Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it feels good. It feels good. Like, I feel like I'm actually doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Megan hitting things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you feel like you're contributing something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Like,
yeah.
Healers and tanks do 100%.
They
like,
do. Yeah.
Like, but, like, that's just, like, the thing I always gravitate towards. I like fast gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Tanks are usually, most games, not all games, are slower gameplay. They're the heavy hitters. They have, like,
right.
the hammers, and they're, like, usually the slower hitters, but they do heavy damage to create enmity. Healers, they're usually far back. They do have damage, but they're not as heavy and fast as DPS, and that's, I like fast.
They're not there to put, yeah. No, ammo down the range.
Yeah, like,
right.
In all of the RPGs I played solo-wise, it was always me picking, like, rogue classes or mm-hmm. always people with two weapons. Like, I don't need a shield. Two weapons, I'll die.
The glass can, I'll die fighting.
That is all my Dark Souls builds.
Yeah, like, it's just I've always liked doing more damage than healing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people... Like, not everybody in the gaming community, but, like, a good majority, like, when they see females playing, it's like, oh, why aren't you playing healer? That's your class. Like, no.
But, so, Tanya, When you are on Twitch, do you want to maybe describe what some of the things that, not necessarily you deal with, but things that sort of the reason why you don't like showing yourself on Twitch? Like, I understand, but for the viewers, like, more specific examples.
Yeah, well, kind of like little bits of what you were saying. Oh, God, motorcycle.
About motorcycles?
There was a motorcycle that passed. I didn't know if you could hear it. Oh, no.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, just a little bit what you were mentioning before. Just like, it doesn't matter what I look like. There will always be somebody there to like pick at whatever they see. Mm-hmm. No makeup, a little bit of makeup, too much makeup, to whatever their desire is, or what, and mm-hmm. you know what you're wearing, maybe even what's in the background, like.
Yeah, I'm very glad that you haven't experienced that too. Like knowing that you've had just a, you know, a mostly positive experience while you're streaming makes me.
If I see that in her chat, I'm gonna riot.
Oh, I will also riot.
I'm gonna riot.
Region Nerd Alert will grab whoever said that. Look, I have hackers on my side. I know personal hackers.
My dad owns Microsoft.
My dad owns Microsoft?
Or no, my dad owns Xbox.
Nintendo.
My dad is Jose Nintendo.
Jose Nintendo.
I am Jose Nintendo Jr.
But yeah, just I'm too afraid of that. Like, part of me would like to, because I feel like it's also nice to have, like, a face to, you know, who you're talking to. I mean, it's not always the case, but, I don't know if I'll ever do it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it is in the back of my head. I just heavily avoid it for those reasons. Like, I'm already anxious enough. I don't want to actually, like, put that out there.
Mm-hmm. And that's sad that you have, like, that you have to think like that, too, because it's real. Like, it's very real, like on
it's
Twitch.
Completely valid fears. Like, it's 100% why I don't stream.
Right, like, valid is definitely
it's
the
like,
word.
I don't like, want to deal with it. It's like, I would love to stream. Don't want to deal with anything.
I'd love to see you stream too, Heather. Like, I
stream for friends.
I was like, you stream on Discourse, right?
But I will not.
Do you stream on Discourse too? Or?
Discourse. I'm going to Discourse you right now.
No, the amount Discourse. The amount of Discourse going on in this room right now.
Oh, man, the stigmatas are just burning me up.
No, I actually set up my Twitch recently, but I only stream for friends. Like, if you want me to play a game, I'll do it. But I won't stream for people just randomly.
I like to see you play something. Like,
somebody wants to watch me play Ghost of Tsushima, so I gotta figure out.
Is that out yet?
Next week. The embargo lifts on the 14th of February, and then the 17th it comes out.
Between that and Magic, man, broke.
Also, Paper Mario and the Origami King comes out the 17th as well.
I'll pass on that.
It's gotten 999 from Famatsu.
So I'm gonna hold the phone on everything. There's another Paper Mario coming out.
Yes, on Switch.
What?
Where have you been, Jose? Again, this is why.
Oh, my goodness. Paper Mario.
And the Origami King.
Is my jam. Mm-hmm. I'm getting broke. I'm going to get a Switch.
I'm going to give my liver. Give me a Switch.
I got to clock in more hours in here. But anyways.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. Hyped up on coffee now.
Oh, same here. But if someone has more information or would like to pursue this further, like, I want to learn more about the injustices in the gaming community. Do you guys have, like, a website? Or I know you mentioned, was it Kotaku?
So Kotaku is just a general video game journalism site. A lot of people, like, love it, hate it. Mm-hmm. There's a whole other thing, can of worms with Kotaku. Yeah. A lot of the people, like, articles on there are good. Mm-hmm. Not all of them are. I mean, it's journalism. Not everything's going to be gold.
All right. Even journalism, too. There's a big problem, especially video game journalism.
But they actually have a few articles about this as well. They reported on it. There is Jimquisition that we've been mentioning in on this podcast episode. That there's a lot of he has a whole video that's very serious. Do you know the name off the top of your
give
head?
Give me 5 seconds and I will find it.
He'll get the video name off the top of his head in 5 seconds. He'll pluck it from his memories.
If you could say it on air, I thought there was like an F-bomb on
there. I can't say it on air.
It's a recent video. It's only a few weeks old.
Yeah, okay, so it's called A Truly Blank Up Industry.
Yes.
Yeah, you could definitely fill in the blanks there.
So he makes his Jimquisitions. That's his main thing on Mondays. It's the last Monday from when you're listening to this.
Gotcha. There's also Medium.com. I tried to look up, but it's a long URL. But Medium.com has a list of everybody that's been accused and all of their all of the victims and what they've been said. They also have an anti-defamation and anti-libel disclaimer on well, and it's also why I haven't mentioned names because I didn't want us to get in trouble.
Oh right.
So
yeah, I had names written down and everything. I'm like,
I've seen some stuff with the names too, the ones that are pursuing legal action.
Yes.
That's why they don't show proof online because of
all of this.
The legality. Of
when you look at wording, it's always accusations and accused.
Yeah. And they're also not really my stories to tell. I have my own. Tanya has her own. My sister has her own. We all have our own stories to tell. And it's better to get the full story from them and then instead of the Cliff Notes version, me paraphrasing quickly for the show.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an Excel sheet of so many people.
Right. And
and
I encourage everyone listening too to do your own research on and maybe reflect on your career. Is this a thing? Are you aware of it? Do you do it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that you can become aware that, hey, you're creating ceilings for these people?
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
If you know females, if you have a daughter, sister, cousin, uncle, aunt, and I guess females could be uncles. Family member, anybody that you know who is female or female identifying, and they deal with this, they deal with this daily, and it's tiring.
It's definitely switched up in the years, though. Before, it would always be, the women were on the wrong side of it. Even when they were making the accusations, they would have to fight the uphill battle to prove that it happened to them. Nowadays, it's more people believe it more.
Yeah, which is good. We're making progress. But we keep on getting promises we'll do better. But it's still several years. It's been years. There's no better.
Yeah,
right.
And I know Rome's not built in a day, but it's been years now.
It's been quite a long time.
Yeah, all I'm asking is for it not to get gatekeeped anymore, guys.
Exactly. But I want to thank everyone for this conversation. I hope the medium I hope it's taken seriously, very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the listeners at home, if you learned something or if you already knew about this, I hope you can add to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you, Mike.
Mike. Thick Boy, 3 C's, 3 I's.
Heather.
Deli Hands, 1 S on Twitter and 2 S's on Instagram.
And Tanya.
I got 3 different ones.
go.
Tanya River on Art for Instagram. River Tuna, number 2. River Tuna for Twitter. And then Twitch is Tunatown, 2NA.
Do you have a schedule for your streaming?
I stream Mondays and Thursdays at 7 Central, and then every other Saturday at 3 Central.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And you can listen to Region Nerd Alert on
Spotify,
Apple Podcasts,
NPR One app. and where all your good radio shows are hosted.
Google
us. We're right there with the top search. But thank you all for listening, and thank you all for participating in this conversation, and I encourage you to participate further in your own collective, in your own families, in your own circles. And thank you very much for listening.
Bye.
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 Bye.